Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Leaders of the G7 group of industrialized nations say world economic growth is an urgent priority requiring a global response. In a statement at the close of the G7's annual meeting held this year in Japan, the group pledged to keep international markets open and to fight all forms of protectionism. But our correspondent Karishma Vaswani says there's no clear agreement on what else needs to be done.
This was very much a summit to try and address the issues in the global economy. And host Japan, the Japanese Prime Minister, was trying to get his counterparts to agree that fiscal stimulus is the way to go. Spend more money and help boost the economy. They didn't quite get there. What they've actually said is a rather long and complicated sentence, which in effect means we'll all adopt a sort of flexible approach to fixing the problems in the global economy and for our own individual countries.
Within the next few hours, Barack Obama will become the first U.S. president to visit the Japanese city of Hiroshima, the site of the world's first atomic bombing. Mr. Obama will lay a wreath in memory of the 140,000 people who died as a result of the American attack in 1945. Another 70,000 were killed in a second atomic strike in Nagasaki 3 days later. Mr. Obama will not apologize, but has expressed the hope that the memory of the bombings will help the world to lessen the prospect of nuclear war. Donald Trump says he's honored to have secured the support of enough Republican delegates to win the party's nomination for the U.S. presidency. He was speaking after it became clear that he now had the backing of more than 1,237 delegates. His likely rival in November's election, Hillary Clinton, said Mr. Trump was not the right person for the job.
Just today, it's reported that Donald Trump has clinched the number of delegates he needs to be the Republican nominee. That means an unqualified loose cannon is within reach of the most powerful job in the world.
Health officials in the United States say a superbug resistant to all known antibiotics has been found in the country for the first time. The case involves a woman infected with a strain of the E. coli bacteria resistant to colistin, an antibiotic of last resort. The discovery was confirmed by Thomas Frieden, the most senior U.S. public health official.
The Department of Defense released information about a woman with no travel outside of the U.S., who is the first documented human case in the United States of having any infection with an organism resistant to every antibiotic, including the last one we had, colistin. It was an old antibiotic, but it was the only one left for what I've called nightmare bacteria.
World News from the BBC. The former First Lady of Ivory Coast, Simone Gbagbo, has had her appeal against a 20-year prison sentence rejected by the country's Supreme Court. The jail term was handed down last year for Mrs. Gbagbo's role in the violence which followed the refusal of her husband, Laurent, to accept defeat in the presidential election of 2010. Mr. Gbagbo himself is currently on trial at the International Criminal Court in The Hague, accused of war crimes linked to the unrest. Britain has said it'll send a Royal Navy warship to Libya to help support and train the Coast Guard to stop people trafficking across the Mediterranean. The British Prime Minister David Cameron made the announcement at the G7 meeting in Japan. James Landale reports.
Last Sunday, the new Libyan government asked the European Union for more help in training its Navy and Coast Guard to stop the trafficking of migrants across the Mediterranean. David Cameron has now promised world leaders at the G7 summit that he will send a warship to do just that. For this to happen, the EU is expected in coming weeks to extend the mandate of its current naval operation, which has been criticised for not doing enough to stop the trafficking.
Supporters of Guinea-Bissau's governing party have attacked the presidential palace in protest at the appointment of a new prime minister. About 100 people burnt tires and threw stones. Police fired tear gas. The protesters complained that President José Mario Vaz had acted unconstitutionally by naming Basiri Jah as prime minister. They said the governing party should have made the choice. The South Korean military says one of its naval vessels has fired warning shots after two North Korean boats crossed the country's disputed maritime border. Officials in Seoul said the patrol boat and a fishing boat quickly turned back. There are periodic incidents along the maritime border, which North Korea does not recognize. That's the latest. BBC World News.